Just Kids, Patti Smith's new book, tells the story of her close friendship with Robert Mapplethorpe, beginning in 1967 when the two met in New York City and ending with his premature death in 1989. More than a memoirist, Smith is a guide who escorts us from places like the Chelsea Hotel to the venerable Scribner Bookstore on Fifth Avenue. She recalls a time when wonder and possibility trumped discomfort and poverty. It was exciting, she said, just to stand in front of the hallowed ground of Birdland that had been blessed by John Coltrane, where Eric Dolphy and Ornette Coleman opened the field of jazz like human can openers. On an occasion when they could afford only one entry to the Whitney Museum, Robert remarked, "One day we'll go in together and the work will be ours." Neither artist knew yet what form this expression would take. Robert was making necklaces while Patti was writing poems and drawing self-portraits. Eventually, when Mapplethorpe was encouraged by Smith to pick up a camera and Smith was inspired to make Robert dance, their destinies were manifest. The book's title, Just Kids, comes from an anecdote. Two elderly tourists see Smith and Mapplethorpe in Times Square, and the wife asks her husband to please take a picture of those artists. Her husband replies, "Oh, come on. They're just kids." From the hopeful beginning to the sad end, Just Kids is a world of its own, and like a cyclone, it will pull you in and then blow you away.